have personally tried Alpha GPC before at a dose of around 600 milligrams a day, an amount that is half the dose that was given to the demented patients in Mexico City, and I noticed that it did seem to improve my focus and attention. You should always leave a little room for the possibility that there may be a placebo effect, but since it's my anecdote, a smaller dose of 300 milligrams didn't really seem to have much of an effect on me. In general, I do not take Alpha GPC every day. I take it on rare occasions when I'm doing a lot of writing or if there's some sort of event that I'm speaking at. There is another popular form of choline called CDP choline, which is an intermediate produced during the generation of phosphatidylcholine from choline. There are a couple of human studies looking at the effects of CDP choline in cognitive function of healthy young or middle-aged adults, usually in the range of around 1,000 milligrams a day. The only benefits were seen in young adults that had poor processing speed and verbal memory tests at baseline. Strangely, those individuals that performed well at baseline actually had impaired performance after supplementation, which may have to do with genetic variants in the receptor density or something, which just sort of goes to show you how complicated neurobiology is and how even seemingly straightforward relationships can turn out to be not so straightforward. I have personally tried CDP choline and never really noticed any enhancing effect like I seem to with Alpha GPC.